From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson at Texas Public Radio in San Antonio today.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in Boston. It's Here and Now. Major decisions today from the U.S. Supreme Court on housing discrimination and the Affordable Care Act, which has faced numerous challenges since first enacted more than 5 years ago.
And in the latest challenge today, the High Court upheld the tax subsidies which help people afford health insurance under Obamacare, even in states that don't have their own exchanges. President Obama spoke about the court's decision soon after the ruling came out.
There can be no doubt that this law is working. It has changed and in some cases saved American lives. It set this country on a smarter, stronger course. And today, after more than 50 votes in Congress to repeal or weaken this law, after a presidential election based in part on preserving or repealing this law, after multiple challenges to this law before the Supreme Court, the Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
The Affordable Care Act is here to stay. Justices also upheld a tool used to fight housing bias in a case out of Dallas. We're going to hear about that in a minute, but let's get to the Affordable Care Act case first with NPR's Ron Elving. Ron, a big victory for the Obama administration. You can hear it in his voice.
Absolutely. The president has never seemed happier, although he seemed to be restraining himself emotionally so as not to appear to gloat. He did, however, cover all the ground you would expect him to cover, saying what he thought the law is, why it had been challenged, how the Republicans had fought against it politically, including the 2012 presidential election, and now, most recently, with this court case. And he seemed to be saying, it's done, it's over, get over it. This is the law of the land. Let's move on and make it work.
And remind us about this case and what this ruling means for the Affordable Care Act, if anything, at this point, or did things just continue as they are?
Things continue as they are. There will be more developments with respect to Obamacare. The system will continue to evolve at least over the next couple of years throughout the rest of the Obama administration. There could be changes in the future of a more radical kind, particularly if Republicans have the White House and majorities in both chambers of Congress in 2017 or later on. It's not to say it will never in any sense change, but it does mean it will continue to grow and evolve along the lines of what it is today, with state exchanges where established by the state, with federal exchanges where the states have, for one reason or another, not established their own. And in those cases, as well as in the state exchange cases, tax subsidies can be given to those of low income or moderate income who cannot otherwise afford health insurance. So that aspect, which was the target of this particular court case, that element will remain in place and inviolable. There really will be no other way to go after that in the courts. It will have to be done through a political or a legislative process down the road. And by then, so many people are going to be part of Obamacare, far more than the 16 million who have been added up to now. It's going to be extremely difficult to do it politically, legislatively.
And in the decision today, this was a 6-3 decision. This was the second vote of support for the Affordable Care Act from the Chief Justice, John Roberts, who we remember was appointed by President George W. Bush. He upheld the law in 2012. He was part of that group of justices and once again voted with his liberal colleagues on this one. What do you make of that with Chief Justice Roberts siding with the liberals?
Let's make it clear that Chief Justice Roberts is not part of the liberal bloc. He's part of the conservative bloc on the great majority of decisions. He was appointed, as you say, by President Bush. He is seen as a strong conservative on the court. But he is also seen as a person who tries to divine or discern what the legislative intent of any particular law he's testing actually was, what it might have been, what was in their minds. And even though the language here says, quote, established by the state, unquote, four pretty simple words, even though it says that, most everyone who is involved in the process has acknowledged that the intent was to say established by the state or by the backup to the state, which is made clear in many parts of the law. Chief Justice Roberts, in his opinion today, cited many different parts of the law that clearly bear that out. So he was essentially the advocate today for the intent of the people who designed and passed the Affordable Care Act.
And there was a notable dissent from Justice Antonin Scalia. He said we should start calling this law SCOTUS care.
Yes, he called it absurd to rewrite the law. He thought it was absurd to reason the way the Chief Justice did back in 2012, to call the penalties that penalized people for not complying with the law a tax rather than a fee or a penalty. And that was the way that Chief Justice Roberts justified his vote back in 2012. So he really went after his colleague, the Chief Justice. He really laid it on the line. He wrote a, I think, biting and satirizing and comic at times opinion today that clearly expressed how many opponents of this law are going to feel. They're going to be bitter, and they're going to think that it makes no sense, at least not to them.
And Ron, just real quick, what do you think the mood is on Capitol Hill right now in the Republican meeting rooms and perhaps at the campaigns of some of the 2016 candidates who really don't like this law?
If you hear a great sigh of relief from Washington, it might be coming from the White House and the Department of Health and Human Services. They're relieved at this decision. It also could be coming from the Republicans on Capitol Hill, because if the decision had gone the other way and Obamacare unraveled, not just for the 6 million who would lose their subsidies, but for the other people whose own health care insurance depends on this part of the law, if it had unraveled, they would have had to have come up with a fix and do it fast, or a lot of people would have been seriously inconvenienced and probably would have lost their health care insurance. That's a big political bomb to land in their lap with an election coming up next year.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you.